So this hypnosis session is called the Calm, Confident You in the Face of Challenge. And what I'd like you to do is make yourself comfortable, uncross your legs and arms and find a comfortable position. Allow your shoulders to drop down, your hands to relax, and your feet and legs to nestle into a comfy spot. Allow your entire body to settle down in peace and comfort. And throughout this hypnosis session, you can allow yourself to forget about the sounds you may or may not hear around you. If ever you notice any sounds, you can use those sounds to redirect your attention back to your breath, back to the growing sensation of floating, drifting, relaxing, and letting go. And throughout this hypnosis session, it's important to not try to force things, but let things unfold as they may. And you'll find you'll get the maximum benefit out of this hypnosis session. By just letting yourself relax, your body to let go, and your mind to find your breath to focus on, you'll enable yourself to drift into a deeply relaxed hypnotic state. So now, with your eyes open, I'd like you to stare straight upwards. Roll your eyeballs up towards your eyebrows without moving your head, as if you're looking straight through your eyebrows through to the top of their head. And while you continue to look upwards, I'd like you to take a deep, deep breath in and hold it, continuing to look upwards. Deep breath in and hold it. And as you continue to look upwards, allow your eyes to close. And then slowly, ever so slowly, release your breath, letting that breath all the way out. And as you exhale, just releasing all the tightness and tension you may feel in your shoulders, in your jaw, in your forehead, and just letting that tension and tightness evaporate and exhaling it out with every breath. Just getting rid of any tension and tightness with every exhalation. And with every long, slow, deep breath in, and letting that breath go, you can allow yourself to drift deeper and deeper inside, drifting off to a place of stillness, peacefulness, and calm. So with every long, slow, deep breath in, breathing nice and deep and slow, in through your nose or in through your mouth, whatever's comfortable for you, focusing all your attention on the movement of that air in, over your lips, or inside your nasal passage as you take that breath in. Nice, full breath in. Wonderfully comfortable breath in, and then slowly, ever so slowly, exhaling all the way out. Letting your shoulders drop down as you exhale, your jaw release, your eyes to relax, your hands to loosen, and your whole body to drift down more and more relaxed. Drifting deeper and deeper inside of yourself with every exhalation, every time you release tension and tightness from your body, just drifting deeper and deeper. And when you're ready in your timing, taking another long, slow, deep breath in, focusing all your attention on that breath moving inwards, filling your lungs in a comfortable and easy way. And then exhaling out ever so slowly. And little by little, you may sense, notice, imagine your whole body drifting little by little. Floating right through the chair, above the chair, floating wherever you are. Feeling a sense of weightlessness or heaviness, calm, warmth or peacefulness, whatever you notice. Your whole body drifting little by little, more and more. With every exhalation, letting go of more and more tightness and tension. And perhaps you're able to imagine yourself floating somewhere peaceful, calm, still, wherever that may be. Maybe somewhere you've been before, like a lake or an ocean at a beach, or somewhere you'd like to go, or somewhere you create with your imagination. But floating somewhere peaceful, still and calm, not a care in the world. And so with every long, slow, deep breath in, breathing in nice and deep and slow in. Comfortably filling your lungs, your chest with nourishing oxygen. And then exhaling slowly and fully out, releasing in tension and tightness from every part of your body. You may notice magical healing energy flowing downwards with every exhalation, from the top of your head, over your eyebrows, around your eyes, relaxing all the little muscles at the corners of the eyes. Every exhalation brings another wave of calm, soothing energy flowing downwards over the top of the head, the forehead, around the eyes, relaxing and smoothing out all the muscles in the forehead, around the eyes, flowing down over the cheeks into the jaw. And your whole face feels a little more relaxed. The muscles at the corners of your mouth relax and loosen. The jaw, as it connects around near the ears, loosens and relaxes. Tension and tightness there leaves your body. That warm healing energy flows downwards over your forehead, your eyes, your cheek, your neck, flowing deep into your shoulders, allowing the muscles in the shoulders to relax and soften. And then with your next exhalation, just breathing out any tension or tightness in the ribs, in the chest, in the tummy, just releasing it. Letting that tension and tightness leave your body, evaporating, dissipating, blowing it out through your breath. Replaced with more healing, calming, soothing energy. More lightness or heaviness, more cool or warmth, whatever is pleasing, calming and comforting to you. Your body grows more and more relaxed with every exhalation, floating, drifting, somewhere calm, somewhere peace, not a care in the world, nothing to bother you. Paying attention only to the sound of my voice. Any other sound you hear will drift off into the background and enable you to focus more on the rhythmic nature of your breath, on the distant sound of my voice, and the growing relaxation in your body. Taking a long, slow, deep breath in when you're ready. Comfortable, deep breath in. Filling your lungs and your chest with nourishing oxygen. Then letting that breath go. Letting that breath all the way out. Letting your mind drift deep, deep inside of you, drifting off to that safe, calm, happy place where you can just disconnect and enjoy the comfort and quiet in your body, the calm and the stillness and the deep relaxation. And as you drift deeper and deeper into calm and quiet, your mind will drift farther and farther away, disconnecting and enjoying this sense of calm you feel, this disconnected sense of peace with not a care in the world, a sense of tranquility, calm, peacefulness is all around, floating with you, as you drift deep, deep within yourself. And you may have already noticed how the chair, sofa, bed, the furniture, wherever you lay or you sit, is fully supporting your entire body. And imagining it's absorbing all the unnecessary tension from your body, all the unnecessary tension you no longer need. It is released into the furniture, absorbed like a giant sponge. Any spots of tension or tightness or discomfort float downwards into the furniture, absorbed, leaving your body. And all you need to do is inhale deeply, calmly, comfortably, filling your lungs and your chest with that nourishing oxygen. And then exhaling ever so slowly, ever so comfortably, ever so easily, in a rhythmic way, like the movement of the waves in the ocean. It's natural, continuous and easy, breath after breath, wave after wave. As you settle down more comfortably, more peaceably into the furniture, becoming more and more relaxed with every breath. And as you focus on your breath, the growing sensations of relaxation in your body, your mind drifting off to your calm, peaceful place, and the distant sound of my voice, you're allowing yourself the opportunity to go deep inside, to take time for you to relax, to disconnect. And as you do, you'll feel a gentle experience, a soothing comfort, allowing your body to rest where your mind can settle down so you can attend to yourself for a while and you can let go of anything else around but the sound of my voice. And you can let go of everything else by focusing on your breath, the growing sensations of relaxation, your mind drifting off to that safe, comfortable, happy place. And the growing sensation of relaxation will take you closer to that awareness of how comfortable you can feel and how easy it is to begin a process of deep relaxation. by simply focusing on the rhythmic nature of your breath, breathing in deeply and fully, exhaling ever so slowly, letting your mind drift to that safe, comfortable, happy place, that calm place. And you can notice more and more the rhythmic nature of your breath, the soothing wave of your breath, as you drift deeper and deeper into a calmer, peaceful, hypnotic state. And it's natural for the mind to wander from time to time. And if ever that happens, you can simply guide it back to your breath. And the sound of my voice guiding you deeper and deeper into a state of relaxation. It can feel so wonderful to let your body relax and to your mind to drift down and disconnect. Imagining you're floating and drifting and not a care in the world, just simply letting go. Becoming ever so calm and still in mind and body. Drifting deeper and deeper. It's as if eventually you're not really thinking about much at all. And as you drift deeper and deeper into hypnosis, you'll still be able to hear my voice. I relax more and more, noticing your breath. And you'll notice the gentle rise and fall of your breath just happens rhythmically, all on its own. So taking some comfortable deep breaths as you focus all of your attention on the rhythmic nature of your breath, easily floating in and out like the waves of an ocean. And my voice will go with you as you relax. And as we begin to start counting downwards, backwards from 300, perhaps one at a time, two at a time, three at a time, whatever feels right to you, you'll drift deeper and deeper into hypnosis. And as you relax deeper and deeper, those warm healing energy that flows downward from the top of the head, over the eyes, the forehead, the face, the neck, downwards over the chest, the hips, the legs, down all the way to the tips of your toes, to the tips of your fingers, will relax you more and more as you drift deeper and deeper. So starting to count downwards, backwards from 300, slowly at a pace that feels right to you, perhaps 300, 299, 298, 297, 296, 295, and so on. That's right. Counting backwards at a pace that feels right for you. Relaxing more and more. The muscles in the forehead releasing and letting go, around the eyes, releasing and letting go. The eyelids feeling heavier atop of the eyes. The cheeks and the jaw relaxing. More comfortably aware, your shoulders relaxing and dropping down. More comfortably aware of how the small muscles in the ribcage relax. And you can breathe more comfortably, more easily, more rhythmically. And as you drift deeper and deeper, you may hear my voice go with you. You may hear it and simply relax in so many different ways. Becoming more and more comforted, surprised by the growing sensations of relaxation you notice. You needn't even think about it, focusing on void voice and simply letting the awareness drift towards your own inner peace, stillness, sinking deeper and deeper, continuing to count downwards further at your pace, noticing the words, noticing the numbers, noticing your body relax, the rhythmic nature of your breath. And as your mind drifts deeper and deeper into a state of calm, the thoughts are slowing down. Your mind will become more aware of the suggestions I give you to help you feel more calm and more confident. Noticing how your breath just carries on all by itself. And your body just enjoys the deepening relaxation all by itself. And you can watch your mind drift off to a pleasant, calm, comfortable place, just wandering away there, so calm, so peaceful. Your experience, your understanding, your awareness can simply detach now and slow down. And with each exhalation, you'll notice all the muscles in your eyes, your forehead, your cheeks, your jaw, your shoulders, your chest, and your tummy relax more and more. Your legs and arms perhaps are already feeling heavier, lighter, warmth or coolness, whatever is comforting, whatever is pleasing. Notice how it feels more and more relaxed. The very tips of the fingers, the hands, the arms, the very tips of the toes, the calves, the thighs, the hips, the tummy, and the chest all feel more comfortably relaxed. And in a moment, I'll slowly count down from 5 to 1. And as I do, I'd like you to simply take 5 deep breaths, 1 at a time. And as you let each breath out, I want you to simply notice how you sink down into a much more deeply relaxed hypnotic state. So much so that at the count of 1, you'll feel yourself more deeply relaxed in a deeper, calm, hypnotic state, more deeply relaxed, more calm than you ever felt imaginable. So now, 5, take a deep, deep breath in. And let it go. Let yourself sink down more and more relaxed, more and more comfortable. Not a care in the world. Drifting deeper and deeper into relaxation, in calm and peacefulness. And 4, take another long, slow, deep breath in. Good, and let that breath go. Let your whole body relax more and more now. Let your arms and your legs grow heavy or light, cool or warm. Let your whole body just drift more and more. Letting go more and more. Drifting, relaxed and peaceful and calm. Three, another deep, deep breath in. Good, and let that breath go. Let it all out. Let your whole body sink down more and more relaxed. Not a care in the world. Nothing to bother you, nothing to disturb you. This is time just for you to relax, to enjoy some calmness, some peacefulness, some stillness. Drifting and letting go, not a care in the world. That healing energy flowing over your entire body, soothing, regenerating, peaceful healing energy. Just allowing you to relax, disconnect, not a care in the world. Then three, take another long, slow, deep breath in. Let it go. Let that breath all the way out. Let yourself relax more and more, deeper and deeper, drifting deeper and deeper into a calm, peaceful, relaxed, hypnotic state. Enjoying that comfort, that stillness, that peacefulness more and more. And two, when you're ready, another deep, deep breath. Good, and really let go now. Let go of any remaining tightness or tension. Just let your whole body drift. Not a care in the world. Good. And one, take another deep breath in. Good. And let that breath go. Sinking down very deep, relaxed now. And in a moment, I'll ask you to take one more deep, deep breath. To fill your lungs and chest, and I'll ask you to hold that breath until I say the words, let go. And when I say the words, let go, I'd like you to let that breath out as fast as you can. And as you do so, you'll feel yourself sagging limply back, becoming much more relaxed and drifting into a deeper, deeper relaxed hypnotic state. All right, take that deep breath in and hold it. And hold it. And hold it. Good, now let it go. Let go and go very deeply relaxed. letting your whole body sink down, completely relaxed, feeling calm and disconnected. Your mind drifting off, your thoughts slowing down, and your body perfectly relaxed. In every regular breath you take, you'll notice your mind will drift deeper and deeper into that quiet inner state where thoughts slow down. Slow down as if you're not really thinking about much at all. And you'll continue to relax, enjoying that quiet inner stillness, your own inner world, that stillness you experience right now. And in this stillness, where all is quiet and you are calm and peaceful, you are okay and everything's okay. And like you to take a moment to memorize that feeling of being okay, of having created this wonderfully deeply relaxed state where your mind is still and quiet, your body is deeply relaxed, using the power of your mind, using the power of your focusing to drift deep, deep within, to disconnect and relax. You have used the power of your mind, your ability to focus, to drift into a deeply relaxed hypnotic state. So I'd like you to memorize this feeling you have right now of being okay. So calm, so peaceful, more relaxed than you've probably felt in a while. So memorize this feeling of being okay, more calm, that you've created with the power of your mind. And in your mind's eye, see the okay symbol, bringing the forefinger and thumb of one of your hands together to also make an okay symbol. Feel your thumb and your forefinger together. See the okay symbol in your mind, knowing that in this moment you are okay. Everything's okay. It feels peaceful, calm, and deeply relaxed. And you have taken time out just for you, to take care of you, to enjoy some deep relaxation, some deep calm. And that's the utmost in self-care. So memorizing this feeling of being deeply relaxed, more than okay, the deep relaxation you feel in your mind and your body. So as I'm quiet, take a moment to really enjoy how deeply relaxed and calm you feel in this moment and memorize this feeling. And wherever you are, whatever you're doing, practicing the hypnosis or going about your day, you'll be reminded whenever you make this symbol with your fingers or imagine it in your mind, your mind has the power to focus and create a deep sense of calm, a deep sense of peacefulness and relaxation. And you truly are okay. Everything's okay. And you can be reminded of this throughout the day, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. And you can be reminded of this ever more strongly each and every time you practice this hypnosis. This message in your unconscious mind will grow stronger and stronger with every practice. And this deep understanding you now have that you truly are okay. Everything's okay and you will be okay. We'll stay with you. Hours, days, weeks, and months. knowing you are okay. So relaxing your hand and continuing to drift deeper, knowing you've used the power of your mind to create a deep sense of calm, a deep sense of peace. And this knowledge will give you a sense of confidence that you have the ability to use your mind to bring about a state of deep calm and deep confidence. Knowing you are okay, everything's okay, and everything will be okay. So as you feel this deep sense of calm now, I want you to see yourself. Imagine yourself feeling a little bit even calmer, a little bit more confident, a little bit more relaxed. Just imagine it even more. Whatever comes to mind is fine. And as you see that image of you, and you feel yourself now feeling so relaxed and calm, knowing that you have the ability to trust in your mind to help you feel calmer and more confident, you can take greater pride knowing you can handle things as they arise. You can handle things as they arise. Whatever comes up, you can handle it. You got this. Because you have the resourcefulness, the determination, the intelligence, and the skills to relax your mind and your body. To use the deep power of focus to create states of calm. And you can enjoy that calm that comes with using the positive powers of the mind. The mind can be wonderfully, positively powerful. And you know you can handle things as they arise. Life and all we encounter along the way is an adventure. Everything we encounter along the way is a challenge. And you have, throughout the many years I've known you, face challenges time and time again. And each time you face those challenges, you grow stronger, more confident, more self-aware, more capable. Life is an adventure full of challenges. And as you reflect on life, see as you faced each challenge, you've grown stronger, more confident, more assertive, more aware of your ability to face more and more challenges. And the challenge is simply something new. something you've never done before, or a slight twist on something you've seen before. A challenge is something new. That's all it is. So see yourself as you relax comfortably, calm and peaceful, calm and confident. See this even calmer, confident you. Excited to take on challenges. Excited for the next adventure. And as you know, in every challenge, we can't know. It's impossible to know exactly what it'll entail, what it'll look like. And that's okay. All you really need to know is you'll persevere and you can handle things as they arise. Using your persistence, your problem solving, your self-soothing, you will handle things as they arise, as you have in the past. You are resourceful and determined. You're a great problem solver and very analytical. You have surprised yourself many times how you can rise to a challenge, grow to be more assertive, more resourceful, more decisive, more calmer and confident with each new challenge you face. So as I'm quiet, keep imagining yourself more calmer, more confident, a little more calmer, a little more confident, and then a little bit more. Remembering that a challenge is simply something new, something unknown. But you have resourcefulness, determination, persistence, good problem solving, a vision, assertiveness, and great self-soothing. Seeing that image of you, ever more calmer, ever more confident, aware, so aware of all the challenges you faced in the past, so acutely aware of how you've risen to every occasion, surprising yourself, how you've grown in your assertiveness, your decisiveness, your problem solving, your self-soothing, your communication skills, your resourcefulness, determination. Those are all things you have. Those are all skills, abilities, traits you possess that have grown stronger with every challenge you face. And there's been times where you didn't know how to navigate, but you figured it out. And you can do it again. You can handle things as they arise, calm and confident. So letting that image of you take shape in front of you, letting that image grow more crisper of you, more confident, more calm, more resourceful, more determined. Seeing yourself, feeling yourself in this upcoming challenge of childbirth. Allow that image of you, calm and confident. Yes, there's unknowns, but you can handle them as they arise. Let that image grow more bright, more vibrant, more real. Bring it closer. See yourself facing that challenge. Excited to face that challenge. The adrenaline that comes with a challenge. Let that image grow more bright, more colorful, more real, closer. Seeing all the yous behind in the past that have faced many challenges and grown stronger because of them. All the unknowns that you figured out. All the challenges you conquered. And with every challenge you faced, you've grown. With every challenge you face, there's been adrenaline and excitement. And yes, at times there's been anxiety, but that simply comes with unknowns. But the more challenges we face, the fewer unknowns there are, the stronger we get. The more confident we get, because we know more, we've experienced more, we've overcome more. And this is the beauty of the challenge. Adrenaline helps us prepare for a challenge. And it's the same adrenaline involved in anxiety, and it's the same adrenaline in excitement. So if we turn the experience into a challenge, then we can meet it with excitement. If we can trust in our resourcefulness, trust in our problem solving, trust in our determination, trust in our assertiveness, that's all we need. We don't need to know everything that's around the corner. We just need to trust in the fact that we'll handle it as it arises, as we've done in the past. So as I'm quiet, continue to formulate that image of you as you face this challenge of childbirth, as the date nears closer. Seeing it as a challenge, enjoying the excitement of the challenge with the knowledge that you can handle it and you'll figure out everything as it arises, using your problem solving, your resourcefulness, your determination, your assertiveness, your self-soothing, as you've used to overcome so many challenges in the past. It may be surprising to know that some people develop an overwhelming compulsion to think of themselves and challenges in repeatedly positive ways. They develop an overwhelming compulsion to think of themselves in repeatedly positive ways and think of challenges in repeatedly positive ways. That may be surprising to know. But you can do this as well. You can develop this overwhelming compulsion to think of yourself in repeatedly positive ways, reflecting back on all of your successes, the challenges you've overcome, the challenges you've met head on. And you can think of yourself and challenges in repeatedly positive ways. And as you do this, you'll see yourself grow more calm and confident, knowing I can handle things as they arise. And you'll see yourself and challenges in a positive light. This childbirth is a wonderfully positive experience. It's a new challenge. It's a new adventure awaiting you. It's difficult to know exactly how it will unfold, but you've done reasonable amounts of preparation. And all you really need to know is you can handle things as they arise, as you've done so many times in the past. I can handle things as they arise. And you can see yourself and this challenge in a positive light. It's an exciting adventure, something you've never done before. Now, looking deep inside of you, you know what is most helpful for you. And you know what will be most helpful as you face this next challenge. Remembering a challenge is something you've simply not done before. But you've read a lot about it. You've listened to experts. You've taken yoga classes. You have a doula, and you'll take birthing classes, and you've read tons of books. That's all that's reasonable. With all those resources, all your good critical reasoning skills, your problem solving, with the vision you have in mind and the balanced outlook you have, you will handle whatever comes up. You and James will figure it out. As you've done so many times before. How you've prepared is reasonable. What you've learned is reasonable. And the rest you'll figure out as it arises. Because you know deep down, you are resourceful and you are determined, you are assertive, and you have a vision. And you know you can get what you need and get what you want. And that's important to take confidence in that knowledge. You can take confidence in your good critical reasoning skills, your good problem-solving skills. And you know, when you hear the statement, I can handle things as they arise. This is a challenge I will face, one step at a time. And as I'm quiet, once again, build this positive image of you facing that challenge with the same resourcefulness, persistence, intelligence, good critical reasoning, self-soothing skills, calming skills that you've brought to everything else. Build that positive image and bring it ever so closer to you. Feel the calm and confidence. Feel the excitement that comes from facing this challenge with excitement. It's an adventure. Not only do you have the knowledge of all the challenges you've faced before and grown from, you can also stop and consider that several weeks from now, after you've been practicing this exercise repeatedly and imagining this challenge in this positive light, your confidence growing, your calm and determination and excitement growing. After practicing this for a few weeks, you'll notice additional phenomenal changes. And you'll know, in a very real way, I've got this. I can handle this. I can handle whatever comes my way. You'll feel the excitement that comes with the challenge. Children are wonderful beings. They present us with lots of challenges, which are simply unknowns. And as we face those challenges with the same resourcefulness, calm, and confidence, you grow in every challenge. And your child will challenge you in many ways, at different times, and in different ways. Life is an adventure. It's a challenge, a positive challenge. And if we curiously embrace the challenge, we can see these challenges as positive growth experiences, opportunities. And of course, when faced with a new situation, there'll always be unknowns, but this is part of the excitement. And your unconscious mind can remind you, remind your conscious mind that a challenge is simply unknowns. And you can see these unknowns as exciting opportunities to grow, knowing I can handle things as they arise. And as you practice this exercise over the next few weeks, your mind will naturally focus more and more on the positive. More and more is on this challenge as an opportunity for growth. You will learn more, you will face more, and you'll be stronger for it. And because once again, every time you practice, you'll remind yourself you are capable, resourceful, determined, confident. You have lots of self-soothing skills and ability to change your thoughts. And you can face challenge with determination, knowing you've done it a zillion times in the past. You have the skills and ability. And you can rest with comfort in that knowledge that you can face this challenge with excitement, calm, and confidence. And your mind is resourceful, and it'll find genius ways to help you work through everything as they arise. Your mind will help you consider all of what you want, all the resources you have, all the resources you need. Organize, prioritize them, and remove the obstacles. Your mind will help you revise and devise plans, strategies, and challenges in the moment and ahead. So in a moment, when I count from 1 to 7, you'll open your eyes and you'll feel alert without feeling tired or drowsy. And at the count of 7, you'll know it's time to open your eyes and return back to the room around you, feeling relaxed and alert. So I'll begin to count upwards now from 1 to 7. 1, 2, 3, 4. Becoming more aware of the sounds in the room, the sounds in the hallway outside of the building. 5, able to wiggle your fingers and toes. 6, if it feels right for you, shifting around. And 7. When you're ready, you can open your eyes and return back to the room around you.